turn your Bible to Hebrews. We'll review some. We'll move into some of the things we've been into this week. Hebrews chapter 3:19. He's speaking of the children of Israel when they went in the promised land. Lately, we've been talking a lot about Mount Hebron, and that's where they went when they went in the promised land in the valley of Eshcol there. They brought that fruit out of that mountain, but they brought up that evil report and poisoned the entire nation. And here's what he says, verse 19, and we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. They could not enter in because of unbelief. Let us therefore, chapter 4:1, fear lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, entering into his promised land. Any of you, it should seem to come short of it. Now, his promised land is not natural now. It's spiritual, but it becomes natural once it's accessed. It's manifested here in the natural. Look at verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. See, they had it preached to them. They had the word of God, just like you do. He says, and the word preached did not profit them. Did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Not being mixed with faith. It doesn't do us good just to hear the word if we don't mix it with faith. Now, I'm going to teach you how. That's what we're learning how to do, because the Holy Ghost, after a long time teaching us really what it means to mix the word with faith. Amen? And so we're going to get further into that today. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Philemon 1, verse 6. Wonderful scripture. Wonderful. We're activating this and seeing some very good results already in 1 week. It says, let the communication, verse 6, of thy faith may become effectual or effective. You really need to read this verse out of King James. So it says, let the communication of thy faith may become effectual or effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is where? In you, in Christ. He goes, if you want the communication of your faith will become effective or effectual by the acknowledging of every, say every, good thing that's in us, that's in us. Say in us, in us, in Christ. If I'm going to acknowledge someone or something, I'm going to have to set my attention upon it. And usually when you acknowledge, you give a verbal acknowledgement. Like, if I'm acknowledging Chuck, I wouldn't say, hi, Chuck, how you doing? And have my back turned to him, right? If I'm going to acknowledge him, I would acknowledge him. I would set my attention, my eyes, and I would acknowledge, how you doing, Pastor Chuck? How you doing, Joanne? So, you acknowledge by focus. In fact, the Holy Ghost told me this last week. This is what he told me before he brought me that scripture. He goes, you need to learn to focus and acknowledge me in you. I really didn't know what he was talking about till I actually started doing it a little bit. And it was just amazing how quickly that opened. Now, as you know, we've been in Mark chapter 4. We're in the middle of a series. And what the Holy Spirit just brought us into, because I've been talking to you about holding and keeping and meditating the word and how to keep it inside. And I wasn't really getting anywhere, because I could tell that not everybody was really getting that. I said, listen, if you're going to learn the effectiveness of the word, you're going to have to learn to keep it. How many know in Mark chapter 4, it says the devil comes immediately to steal the word. Do you know that he's not stealing the word of God out of your head? Do you know the stuff that you were taught 20 years ago is still there? The stuff that you were taught 30 years ago is still permanently imprinted into your mind? He's not coming to steal knowledge. He's coming to steal a living word that gets set upon the lampstand of your heart. That is what he's after, because that is where the kingdom will release from. So what we see is that in Mark chapter 4, he spoke of four major things passing in review. He says, hear the word, understand the word, receive the word, keep the word. You actually have to go through Luke's account and Matthew's account to understand. Each one of them said the two things about it. In fact, Matthew says this, hear the word of the kingdom. That's huge. So we hear the word of the kingdom. We understand the word of the kingdom. Now, that's not talking about understanding by knowledge. That's talking about understanding the operation of the kingdom. He says, to you, it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Everyone say, I have been given to know the mysteries. God wants you to understand the mysteries. He wants you to understand how the word works, how the kingdom works. God just didn't put a kingdom within us not to give us understanding how it works. In fact, he tells Peter, he says, Peter, I give you the keys of the kingdom. What does keys do? They open the door. If you don't have a key, the door remains locked. It remains shut. Nothing happens. So we have to understand how these keys work. So he says, you hear the word of the kingdom. You understand the word of the kingdom. You receive the word of the kingdom. You keep the word of the kingdom until it's manifested. I mean, if you're going to keep the word of the kingdom, where does he sow it? Review it a little bit. Go to Mark chapter 4 just for a moment. I got to take you to another level today. I tell you, we're moving. We are moving on. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4, verse 14 says, and the sower soweth the word. Now, Luke tells us the seed is the word because it's packaged as a seed, and that's hugely important. As any seed that's sown in the ground, you know that within that seed has the full diagram and the full image of the tree or the plant that that seed represents. You're amazing. Have you ever seen a fruit tree and look at how that big tree and all that started with a little seed that was sown in the ground? All the program of the image of that tree was locked in that seed. You sow that into the ground, and when it comes up, all that image gets unlocked. That's the same way with the Word of God. The Word of God has the inheritance of our King locked in it because he sent it from the right hand of God. I've set my King upon the holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord said unto me, this day thou art my son. You are my heir. You are my King. That's Jesus. Ask of me, the nations is thine inheritance. He inherits it all. In fact, Hebrews says he is the appointed heir of all things. Now, we know he has it there. When he told his disciples, he said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. He was given a name above every name, that every knee should bow and every tongue confess. He says, all things are under his feet. Now, he received all of it. We're working right now with the Holy Ghost to unlock the keys of how to get that from there to here. Because as long as it's there, it's not doing as good here. What does he say? He supplies all your need from riches in glory. Notice what he didn't say. I supply all your needs from the earth resources. He said, I will supply all your needs out of riches in glory. How do you get riches in glory down to here? I'm glad you asked. Mark 4, so the sower sowed the word. Verse 15, and these are the ones sowed by the wayside when the word is sown. When they have heard, see, hear the word. Look at this. Satan cometh immediately to take away the word that was sown in their head. No, he doesn't care if you're a prolific Bible scholar. As long as that word never gets set into your heart, in your head, you can walk around with all the knowledge in the world. It'll never produce the kingdom. It's that word that's set in your heart that he's after. Because when it's set here, that's where it's going to manifest. That's why he said you're going to have to hear it. Understand how it works. Receive it. Where? In your heart. And keep it. To receive a living word in your heart, it's going to require transverse jurisdiction of that word, and you're going to have to have the help of the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that's brought, we're talking living word here, with living inheritance. Amen? Now, what was our scripture we started with? The communication of your faith becomes affected by acknowledging every good thing that's in you. Your faith's going to work when you begin to acknowledge what's in there. How do I acknowledge what's in there? You got to learn to do that. It's an acquired learning experience of how to acknowledge the living word, every good thing that it's in you. Say, in me. Listen to this scripture. 1 Thessalonians, you want to turn there. Chapter 2, verse 13. He says, for this cause, also we thank God without ceasing, because you received the word of God. Heard the word, received. Right? Which heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but the word that is in truth, the word of God, watch what he says here, which effectually worketh also in you. Which effectually worketh also in you. Amen? So the sower sows the word. Now what I want to teach you how to do is how to acknowledge a living word in your heart. In order to acknowledge a living word, you're going to have to get in there where it's at. You got to get in and operate from here. If you don't operate from here, you're going to be operating from here. If you operate from here, you get man's results. You operate from here, you get God results. This is where the kingdom releases. Out of your innermost being flows the rivers of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it, say out of it, put your hand on your belly, out of it flows the issues of life, out of it. So if it's flowing here, we need to learn to operate here. Amen? To operate here, you got to get in there. How do you get in there? I'm glad you asked. All right, go to Matthew 6:6. I'm going to break it down and make it plain upon the tables today for you. In fact, we're going to practice it. I'm going to teach you the quickest way to get in touch with your heart. I'm not talking about your natural heart. I'm talking about where all this happens. Where did he sow the word? In my heart. What did he say? Acknowledging every good thing that's in you. You know, that used to be very unnatural for me. I'll tell you, even probably up to about 6 months ago, that was superly, I mean, just incredibly unnatural for me. And the Holy Ghost said, you've got to get in there if you're going to understand how this works. I'm like, Lord, that this is weird to me. He said, in that part, you need the renewing of the mind. He has to renew the way you think about the kingdom. He had to teach me how the kingdom works in order for me to move into that dimension. Now, here's one of the big scriptures he gave me. Matthew 6:6. Right now, this precedes the Lord's Prayer. If you look at Matthew 6, I think it's verse 9. After this manner, pray you therefore, our Father which art in heaven. I want to know what he said before that. I want to know what he said in verse 6. He says, but thou, when you pray, not if you pray, everyone say when. When you pray, I'm so glad he put this scripture in here. Enter into thy closet. Everyone say, thy closet. Now, he's not telling you to enter into your closet at your house, but he is telling you to enter in your closet, this house, the temple of the Lord. The closet's the interior room. When you pray, he's telling you to do this. Enter before you start praying Lord's Prayer. Enter into thy closet, into thy closet, into the secret chamber, into the inner chamber. Enter into thy closet, not somebody else's closet, thy closet. Where do you think thy closet is? Take a wild guess. The inner chamber of the heart. When you pray, get in position. When you pray, get into this place first. And just so you don't think it was a natural one, he said, and thy Father, which is in there. When he's in that secret place, will reward you openly. It's a spiritual dimension you enter into. That's where you meditate from. Except to let the meditation of my heart be acceptable. We've been teaching meditation from the head. True meditation is from the heart. You hold that living word in your heart. You keep it. Amen. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable. When you pray, enter into thy heart. Enter into the secret place. That's what the Holy Spirit was teaching us. He says, listen, to hear the word of the kingdom, understand the word of kingdom, to receive the word of the kingdom, and finally to keep the word of the kingdom. How are you going to keep his word? How are you going to do that? He says, keep the word of the kingdom where? In your heart. How do you do that? You got to get in there. You got to operate from that place. I'm going to show you how to do that. Praise God forever. Now go real quick, if you would, over to John 14. Hallelujah. The communication of my faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is where? In me, the acknowledging is I focus and acknowledge. I can't acknowledge what's going on inside of me if everything is out here. You understand what I'm talking about? To acknowledge, you've got to acknowledge. What's the purpose of it? To bear fruit. It's the word that's going to come forth. The Holy Spirit is blessing the springing thereof the living word. You got to get a little bit more skilled at keeping. Because he's very skilled at stealing. That's how he steals it, because that living word came down from the right hand of God. That living word was sent to you packaged in a seed. The inheritance and the fullness of Christ packaged in a seed. And that seed was released into your heart by the person of the Holy Ghost. He says, now keep that. Don't let it go. Don't let it be loosed, or you're on your own. You want kingdom results? Learn how the kingdom works. Pastor, let me bypass this part. You can bypass it, but I'm not bypassing it. Amen? Now, to John 16. He's not scared of you because you sit up in church. He's not scared of you because you have a whole lot of knowledge. He's scared of someone that learns how to keep a living word in the midst of their heart by the person of the Holy Ghost, because that he has no defense for that moving out into manifestation. He has no defense for that. That's when you became a threat. By this we know the generations were framed
by the word of God. And that's the word of God that was sown into an individual's heart. And they held it and kept it like Abraham and Caleb. And they held it. You know, Caleb kept that word, that mountain in his heart for 45 years. And these generations were framed by living word. And once it exploded, it transformed the generation that they lived in. Living word abiding in one believer's heart. Woo-wee. You don't know it, but the enemy has an arsenal all around you to steal from you. And he steals it by stealing the inheritance the Holy Spirit brought to you in the form of the living word, because that's how God releases it into the earth. Sometimes it takes going around a few mountains and a little bit of experience to understand that. Amen. Glory to God. John 16. Now watch this. Ooh, hallelujah. Now let's look at the operation of the Holy Ghost here for a minute. One more time. I looked at this and I found something new. John 16, verse 12. Speaking of the Holy Spirit. Talked about him in chapter 14. Now he's talking about him in chapter 16. He says, I have yet many things to say to you. Now, he's talking to them in the upper room. Every single word he spoke was recorded as the eternal word of God in the upper room. He's talking to them in the upper room. He says, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them right now. Howbeit he, who's he, the Spirit of truth, when he's come, he's going to guide you into all truth. This is his job. He's not going to come speaking of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he'll show you things to come. He'll glorify me. Look at this. He will receive of mine and show it to you. All things the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said he would receive it and then show it. Now, let's look at that really close today. He said he would receive of mine and then show it to you. All things the Father has. What are the all things the Father has are mine? That's when he ascended on high and became the appointed heir of the Father, and he received the full inheritance in the right hand of God. He says, now all that I have been given from the Father, he's going to receive of mine, and then he's going to show it to you. Now, how does the Holy Ghost take a spiritual inheritance? Worthy is the Lamb to have received power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. All power in heaven and earth belong to me. Therefore, I give it to you. Now, the Holy Ghost is going to receive that. He did receive it. He's going to show it. What form does he bring that to you? Because he said he's going to receive all of it. All the Father has is mine. Therefore, he's going to get all of it and bring it with him to you. How is he going to actually transfer all that? The Holy Ghost is bearing all the inheritance when he came to abide where? In you. He brought something with him. He brought the inheritance of the right hand of God, but he brought it in the form of the word of God. That's why I said he's going to guide you into all truth. But what he's bringing is my inheritance for you. He's bringing it in the form of that word, in the form of a seed. He's not bringing it in the form of manifestation. He's bringing it in the form of seed. He's going to plant that inheritance in you. He's going to plant the living word in you, not in your head, in your heart. And then he's going to teach you how to understand it. He's going to teach you how to truly receive, and he's going to teach you how to keep it there, because we already know that the devil's coming immediately. He doesn't already try to walk up in this service. He didn't come with horns, you know. He comes with atmospheres. He comes with persecutions and afflictions and all kinds of stuff. He comes with distractions, trying to steal. Come with, oh, I think I'll check out instead of check in.
He brings that living seed. He plants it on the inside of you. He said, now listen, this is more than just some mere knowledge. This living word that I brought to you, inside it is a seed. It's a seed. In that seed, if it gets properly unlocked, has the full diagram of your future. It has the full diagram of the blessing of God in it. Because it come down from the right hand of God. Because when he ascended on high, the Father gave him everything as the firstborn, as the appointed heir. And then he handed it to me and says, go now, don't speak of yourself, speak and represent me. Represent all that I have and all that I've given to the church. And he brings this living word, sets it upon the lampstand of your heart and said, in that word is locked in a diagram of your future, of the blessing, but you're going to have to keep it. It's a supernatural life. There's blessings locked up in that word. There's living promise. What'd he say? And the word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. If you don't mix it, it gets thrown out. It gets stolen. And Matthew said, it catcheth away the word that was in their heart. I'm not letting none of this go. I've spent too long a time to understand what's in there. And how the Holy Ghost brings it and what he did. I mean, we had to go spend a year up in the right hand of God to figure out what all the Holy Ghost brought down. That's why I have a great respect for the Holy Ghost and what he brought with him. I have a great respect for the living word he brought because I know that living word can frame our generation. It can frame my generations. Can change things. Change the order of things. And calls a realm of not by might, not by power, but by my spirit to release into the earth. I know that word came as a seed and I cherish it. I value it. I hold it. I keep it. But I had to learn a few things on how to keep it. Because the enemy was stealing everything. I didn't know how to keep it. I got to lock into it. I got to acknowledge it's there. I have to focus and acknowledge every good thing. Hallelujah. So he said he'll show it, declare, disclose, more important, transmit it. He's transmitting a living inheritance to you by way of the word of God. But the way it's going to come in the earth, it has to get planted up in you. And you're going to have to then cooperate with the Holy Ghost and the word. So there's two great things that you need to acknowledge. Now, I'm not talking about knowledge. I'm talking about a living word. You need to acknowledge the person of the Holy Ghost, and you need to acknowledge that living word. There is a way to get in touch with it. Here's what we found out, and I'm going to teach you today how to get into that realm of the heart. Very easy to do, by the way. Holy Ghost made it a whole lot easier. Acknowledging the living word that's in the heart. What I found is when that word is allowed to stay there, it begins to explode with its life, with its image, with its faith. See, faith was come through that word. If I hold it, it'll release. But I didn't know how to teach people how to actually get in there. I was getting in there, but how did I teach you how to hold that in there? And the Holy Ghost showed me. So I'm going to show you. Amen. More importantly, we're going to do it today. Go to John 14, verse 15. Let's go there. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father that he will give you another comforter. Look at this. That he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, knoweth him, but you know him. Look at this. For he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. Now, that's already happened now. So, the Holy Spirit sent down from the right of hand abides in me forever. He brought the living word to abide in me. He says, when you pray, enter into that closet. For the Holy Ghost said, you know, if you just begin to acknowledge my presence up in you, you'd have a whole lot more effectiveness. What did he say? The communication of thy faith, we become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you. Acknowledging everything good in me. So, here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes. Just for a minute, I want you to put your hand right here on your belly. Now, according to the Word of God, I want you to repeat after me. Today, Holy Spirit, I acknowledge you. I acknowledge that you're in me. I acknowledge you are with me. I acknowledge that you abide in me forever, every day of my life, every hour. You are with me. You are in me. You are in me. I acknowledge your presence. I acknowledge your purse. I acknowledge you're my helper. You are my comforter. You've been sent to help me. You brought his word, this living word. You've set it upon the lampstand of my heart. I acknowledge this living word. Now stop. How many of you sensed his presence? Raise your hand. Do you know that you can enter straight up in there? If you will do that 3 to 5 times a day, you just don't look now. You just entered into the secret place because that's where he is. You entered into the interior room. That's where you did it. Why and how? By acknowledging. Now, that same place that you just acknowledged him, the communication of my faith becomes effectual. Well, this just seems a little odd, Pastor. That's because you haven't probably been taught to do this. But the Word of God teaches us you do need to renew your mind on how this kingdom works. He says it's effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you. I can't acknowledge some if I don't focus. When I acknowledge Chuck, I talk to Chuck. I don't do this. Hey, Chuck, how you doing today? How you doing today? Oh. I place my attention and I acknowledge him and I move into the vicinity of where he is. I move my focus. I move my attention. When I acknowledge him with my words, this word shall not depart from my mouth, but I will meditate therein. If you're going to meditate on the word to have good success, you got to meditate where it is. Here's the problem with meditation. If you're meditating up here, you're in the wrong realm. It's this living word here in the heart. It's here. So what's the purpose of the exercise? What was the purpose of what we just did? Locate the gate, locate the arena. If I can locate where he is, guess what else I can locate? I can locate what he bring. I can locate the living word, what he brought to me. It's the same place. So when I acknowledge him there, I also acknowledge his word. Now here's the beauty of it. Now I can begin meditating because I know where to meditate from. Meditation is I set my meditation upon the living word here. See that? Let's do that again. We're going to learn something today, amen? More than anything, just learn to acknowledge the Holy Ghost is with you and up in you. Now, the reason I like to put my hand here, by the way, it helps me focus. Holy Spirit, according to the Word of God, I acknowledge every good thing that's in me. So I acknowledge you. I acknowledge your person. I acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. You were sent to dwell in me. You were sent to abide forever. You're with me. You're with me now. You're in my heart. You're here with me. you're right here. I acknowledge you right here. Oh, I acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. I welcome you. I thank you. You brought His living word to set right here in my heart. See that? You see, when you start doing that, I'm telling you, you'll get lost because you're moving into a dimension of the kingdom of God that's within you. He says the kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. The kingdom of God is within you. That's how you move in. Now, listen, if you did that 3 or 4 times a day, you would begin developing an awareness that He's there. More importantly, you're touching the place where He is. You're moving into that realm. More importantly, you're also identifying the realm that He brings the living Word to. Because it's that Word that's going to change and transform every part of your life. Now, what I do when I'm doing that, I'll begin to acknowledge Him, and I'll get right up in that presence. We're going to do it one more time here in a minute. I'll get right up in that presence, and I'll sense Him, and then I'll just shift right over right to the Word of God He brought, and I begin to acknowledge the Word the same way I acknowledged Him. And I begin to have an experience with the Word. The Word is life. The Word is living. The Word is full of something amazing happened. The Word began to explode in my heart. The Word began to release its image in my heart. It began to release faith. All of a sudden, the inside of me came alive. I hadn't seen any change out here yet, but in here, I've got revival going on. Man, I got some victory up in here. I'm getting in touch with where He works, where He operates. I'll give you scriptures. The righteousness of the faith speaketh not on this wise. Who shall ascend into heaven to bring Him back down? Every time we want something from God, we're always looking up. Jesus, when are you going to do it? How come? You know what He says? They don't have it yet. Gabriel goes, you want me to intervene with a miracle? He goes, no, they'll learn. He said, they don't have it yet. Who shall descend into the deep to bring Him back up? What saith it? Thy word is very nigh you. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. It's in where? Your heart. Your answer has been brought to you here. Really, God, all He's asking for you to learn how to operate here, and from here, the Holy Ghost brings it out here. Now, when the Holy Ghost brings that living Word out here, and so He brings it here to the heart, isn't it a lot easier to operate here to here than to go way up there down to here? See, He has it here. The enemy knows a whole lot more about that than you do. So what's he do? He wages your warfare against your heart. He tries to blockade the operation of the Word. He tries to blockade it with sin, blockade it with offense, blockade it with unforgiveness, blockade it with aught. He tries to counterfeit it with human sufficiency. Ah, we'll just be like Abraham. Forget about this birthing the kingdom stuff. Not mixed with faith. I can do it, God. Me and Sarah has worked it out. We're going to bring you a son. We're going to get her handmaiden, Hagar. We are going to bring you a bona fide son. They did it. The greatest war of human history is about to erupt between Ishmael and Isaac. It's not going to be pretty before Jesus comes back. That wild child is about to wage a war that I don't think anybody's ready for. Because Abraham decided to burst something up out of him, but the wrong place. Abraham had 2 sons. We have learned long enough, been down this path. We'd open that door and God said, nope, that's not how you do it. Nope, that's not how you do it. Nope, that's not how you do it. And we went all around this big circle and around this mountain. God said, you'll get it right. And when you do, you'll respect the way it works. You know why we have such a respect for this? Because we know the other way does not work. Yeah, give the Lord a hand. We've been around the mountain enough to know the other way doesn't work.
I don't want what comes out of man. I've seen it. You've seen it. I don't want to wonder if God's ever going to do this, because if I got to wonder how he came, I don't know what made him come. If I don't know what made him come, I don't know how to keep it. But if I know how it works, unto you it's been given to understand the mystery of the kingdom. We're not going to wonder, oh, I don't know, just sovereignly he fell. If he's sovereign fell, he's going to sovereignly lift. You don't know what made him come. You certainly can't keep it very long. Unto you has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom. If he said, I'm going to know it, I'm not going to be wondering whether or not it works or not. I'm going to know how it works. That's why he said, if you don't understand how this word works, you got to hear it. You got to understand it. You receive it. I keep it. Into the day of manifestation. He blesseth the springing thereof. He says, and they bore fruit, some 30, some 60, some hundredfold. Now let's look at that a minute. I plant seed. Let's just look at this as a patch of ground right here. Okay, that's ground. And this is golden seed right here. Seed comes from the right hand of God. I plant it where? In a garden. Where? In my heart. He said it was sown in their heart. I plant it right there in my heart. And then I take, cover it up. I've got seed in my heart. Managed to not let it be stolen. Now God's ready to bear fruit, right? Where does fruit come from? Does it come from out here or does it come from there? So can you imagine heaven bringing 30, 60, 100 full fruit, and heaven goes, oh, by the way, I'll just fall on you. No, it's going to come from where the seed was planted, providing it's still there, providing it hasn't been uprooted. It's going to come out of there. I asked the guy, since God readjusted the mentality and understanding, especially people that are truly believing God for big things, I asked them this one question. Where is what you're believing God for? Where is it? Here's the number one answer I get. We're on Family Feud. We would get plenty of points for this one. And answer says, it's coming. It's coming. Okay, so if it's coming, where is it coming from? It's not here yet. If it's still coming, it hasn't made its way here. Because someone who's truly received it won't answer it that way. You know what they'll say? I have it. It's right here. Where is the fruit coming out of? The heart. It's not coming out here. It's coming from there. I keep it. I keep it. You can't have it. I guard it. I guard it right here. It's right here. What he brought is eternal. It come down from the right hand of God. It's got his inheritance all packed up in it. It's up in here. I got a lot of it. What's not going to happen is this. Oh, coming down from above. No, out of. The Holy Ghost said, no, I'm going to do it this way. Out of. Out of. Out of. You see that? Out of your innermost being is flowing the river. It's flowing the inheritance. Out of. Out of. Now you're going to understand the scripture. Unto you has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Now you're going to understand the scripture. Whatsoever you loose upon the earth will be loosed in heaven. You can't loose something you don't have. If it's been stolen, you'll be loosing empty stuff. More importantly, if your heart is full of bitterness, if your heart is full of unforgiveness and full of sin, guess what you're going to be loosing? You're going to be loosing all manner of stuff. That's why you keep it. I guard it. I hold it. How do I do that? I stop. And I said, oh, well, I had a great prophet, Z.N. Clayton. I just didn't understand him. He's just so advanced. But boy, when he get ready to get in the spirit, you know what he'd do? He'd go like this. I'm like, what in the world is he doing? You know what he told me? Now I understand it now. He goes, do you know that I can see my children in New Zealand exactly what they're doing, what they're wearing, and where they are? He had that kind of mantle on him. Like, he goes, I can call them and tell them right where they're at, what color shirt they're wearing, everything. I said, how do you do that? He said, I hold them in my heart. And when I hold them, I can see. I hold them in the realm of love. And I keep them there until I begin to see. I begin to understand, oh my God, what is in the realm of this heart? See, because when I begin to acknowledge the Holy Spirit, everyone close your eyes real quick. Holy Spirit, you've been sent to dwell in me. You are with me. You abide forever. You never leave me. You've been sent to represent the right hand of God. You brought this eternal inheritance to me. You brought this living word. I hold it right here. I keep it. I guard it. I won't let it go. I cherish it. I respect it. I respect you, Holy Spirit. I make a covenant with mine eyes not to sin against you. I recognize you. I acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. I acknowledge this living word. I can see the word, not with the natural eyes, but I see it with the eye of my spirit. I bind it continually on the frontlets of mine eyes. I hold it. I live right here. Right here. I keep this ground. I keep it. I keep it. With all diligence, I recognize the communication of my faith is becoming effectual this day by acknowledging every good thing that's in me. You're in me, Holy Spirit. This eternal word is in me. I acknowledge, I hold it, I keep it until fruit comes forth. Until this word becomes flesh, until it groweth up. It shooteth out great branches. This living word shooting out. Out of my innermost being is flowing. I loose this living word into the earth by the power of the Holy Ghost. I loose it in your mighty name. I loose all that's going on inside of me. Out of it's flowing the rivers. Amen, amen. Yeah, give him glory. Hallelujah. My friend, I'm telling you right now, you can live your whole life and never understand that operation, or you can tap into that and start birthing truly something that's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. We will see the supernatural of heaven. Everyone said, I will see it. I will see it. Let's give Him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. George, Pastor Chuck, we had a meeting this week, and I was on the way over there, and so I thought, well, you know, I'm just driving, I might as well practice. And Jason Daly's right up here off Jones, 1960 there. Now, I come from 290, and I'm coming down 1960. So I decided right at the 290 mark, I said, you know, I'll just go ahead and practice while I'm in the car. Of course, I don't close my eyes there. Listen, when you get in touch with that realm, you can move in pretty quick. You can be out here with your head, but in here in your spirit. And I'm just doing this, and I'm acknowledging the Holy Ghost, and all of a sudden, His presence just filled the car up while I'm driving. This is good. And it kept getting better and better and better, better and better and better. I got so caught up, I ran right past Jason's Deli. I just got right past Perry Road, and I realized, where are you? I had to come out of the spirit and thinking, okay, why am I in my car today? Where am I going today? What am I doing here on 1960? I had to come out of the spirit that I was able to enter into. You in the past, I had to just wait for the Holy Ghost to fall like that. Now I know how to go right in. I acknowledge Him. I focus and acknowledge. This is the day of the meeting. And George and Chuck, I'm like, okay, where was I supposed to meet them? Jason's Deli, where am I at right now? 1960, almost at Willowbrook Mall. I'm late. Turn around.
Yeah, come on.
I remember the story, and I'll close with this one. Jesse DePlante was talking about, he was in his van driving. A policeman pulled him over, and he jumps out of the van, goes to that policeman, and he speaks to him, and he says, God is in that van. He goes, I'm telling you, God's in that van. He says, boy, do you want to go to jail? He said, I'm telling you, God is in that van. You can live in the manifest presence. The best way to do it is acknowledge. Start acknowledging 3, 4, 5 times a day. Take 5 minutes out. Hold your hand. You got to focus. To acknowledge something, you got to put your attention upon it. I acknowledge you, Holy Ghost. No. You're not where he is. Acknowledge where he is. He's in you. Oh, you abide. Now, once you start acknowledging him, his presence releases. And then I start acknowledging the living word he brought. Because that's where we're going to get fruit from. That's where we're getting breakthrough from. That's where we're getting manifestation from. Amen. Hallelujah. And one more thing. I tell people, well, what should I acknowledge? Acknowledge the greatest desire of your heart. What's the greatest desire? Find a verse for that.